On this episode, I talk about sports card grading companies and how we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. Top of the morning to you. So, I am talking about card grading companies. It's not going to be this long, thing on which is the best one and, you know, where are you going to get the most value for your cards and this and that, whatever. Look, right now PSA is at the top. They're the ones who you're going to get the most money for on average. But they're terrible right now. Customer service and time, the most important things. And right now we have two guys that are up and coming, HGA, which I just did the interview on. I know everybody knows about it. All 10 people have been going crazy talking about that interview. Probably one of my best. Not my best. But it was an interview nonetheless. And they gave, you know, a good idea of what their approach was and what they were trying to do and what they were trying to accomplish. You now have CGC coming into play, and now they're accepting sports cards, and I'm sure Pokemon cards as well. And they are well-known in the comic book world. And so they have experience in grading items. So that's a very good thing. Their cards have subgrades, same thing as HGA, similar to Beckett. They have the four subgrades, which is, I think, very important to let you know, hey, where did your cards, you know, get screwed up on? And so I think these are all positive things. I think where it's going bad is the people. The people are being dumb about this. I would, you know, really want to curse because of how stupid sometimes they're being. You have two companies. They're, you know, one is a small business. They are not a huge, gigantic company. You know, PSA is a big company. They are the Amazon of the sports card grading industry. And so they have their stuff, you know, somewhat together with regards to shipping and accuracy and the whole nine yards. Are they perfect? We all know they're not even close to being perfect. And really right now, all we want is, you know, for them to do what they say. And they can't even do that. PSA cannot do that. Beckett cannot do that. SGC can't do that. And so now we have these other guys coming up because of this. I got to make a right to get here. Tick tock, tick, because I'm driving. It's just, we have these two new guys coming up, right? And I see more and more people, especially HGA, crapping on HGA, which is moronic. It's a dumb thing to do. It's like you guys want to be the fluffers of PSA. That's basically what it comes down to. You like being screwed by them time and time again. Hey, I keep on going over and over again because what 20 and 40 day takes 6 to 8 months and no repercussions, only more cards go into them. And we just go, well, that's just the way it is. Oh, well. Again, the PSA, they are great graders. I shouldn't say great graders. They're good graders. They know what they're doing. But they're falling on the integrity part. They're falling on doing, you know, what they say. And so that's probably the most important part. Because right now, I know I've lost a lot of money. Now, it may work both ways, where a card that was lower has gone up. But in a lot of aspects, most of the cards I've had have gone down. And that's because they took their sweet-ass time in getting my cards back, which I still don't have, back from July. So it's frustrating. And, again, another argument would be, well, if you got your cards faster, just like everyone else, well, the price would have dropped by now because all the supply. Okay, maybe not. We don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. What I do know is that the prices went up and then they went down. And within the time period of when I submitted it and when I should have gotten it back, I could have sold it for a higher profit. And right now I'm out of it. And is PSA going to, you know, refund me? Are they going to give me any money? No. They're going to charge me, you know, whatever it is the value is. So, you know, maybe they lose out a couple of points. But why are we should be not pointing out the flaws on these new guys, and we should be promoting the good stuff about them and not just dogging them every single time they make a mistake. Now, HGA, the one that I saw that looked really bad was 85 tops, Mark McGuire. That looked bad. And that was, the centering didn't look that great, and there was a right corner that was dinged. Okay, you're right. There's plenty of, things on PSA, Beckett, where we could show similar things. But then they'll go, they do so many more. So, okay, this is a new company. They just started maybe a couple of months ago. And so they got a couple wrong. And what they're doing is, instead of just getting their doors blown open, HGA is just going every Friday and taking everything. So instead of having 300 of them, because they're just trying to meet demand and they're trying to hustle, you got one. And so they'll learn from that and they'll move on. But us being jerk-offs and pointing it out every single time they do something does not help the cause of making PSA, making Beckett, making SGC, and these other two guys better. And that's really what it comes down to. We want them to be better. We want PSA to be better. We want Beckett to be better. And us clowning, when I know when CGC is going to come out and they're going to have some cards, people are like, look at this. This label sucks. They don't know how to grade properly. Again, everyone who's not really ingrained in the hobby and is just looking from afar is going to go, well, they're garbage. I'm not going to send my cards to them. I'll just wait the 8 to 10 months from PSA because I'm a good little boy. And it's this, I just get pissed off. And granted, I'm doing the same thing. I'm still sending my cards to PSA, but I may change to HGA. I may change to CGC if I see that they're doing well. Or I see PSA starting to implement certain things from them because it just makes sense. And so that's really the biggest thing for me is, can these guys make the big guys change? And if not, then we're going to be stuck. We're going to be the way it is, and we're going to take it up the keister, and we're just going to complain about it. But we'll still, you know, anybody who tries to do something different, we're going to, you know, bring them down because they're not PSA, they're not Beckett. It's just a stupid thing for us as a community to do. We should be helping them, promoting them. Hey, man, that corner doesn't look that great. You know, that needs to be something that you should check out. We're not using these guys again. It's just, I don't know. To me, it doesn't help the cause. We need grading companies that can get us our damn cards within 40 days or whenever the time period that we're supposed to get it, not 6-8 months. It's ridiculous. And the fact that we're just continually sending to them is moronic on our part as well. And I'm included. I'm a moron. But you guys already know that. So I just wanted to talk just about that, about how stupid we are all being. And we want these companies, these new companies, to do well. I want CGC to like blow their doors open. And all of a sudden now they're the ones that everyone goes to. Because it'll show them there's some repercussions for doing a crappy job. Right now there is none. They could do a crappy job. We don't say nothing. We're just going to still send it to them and that's it. I'm seeing prices on HGA cards are going for more than PSA in some instances. Now, it could be just because that's the hype. I think that's mostly what it is. That's a large portion of it. But I think a lot of people like the way those labels look. Some people go, oh, it's gimmicky and stuff like that. And I get that as well. You know, I'm not saying that you must like these new guys and you must like their new labels and you must use them. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, let's not just try to bury them. And I really like those labels from HGA. I really do. I like that they match either the team or the card, or you get a white or a gray or black or whatever the hell the case may be. I know the pricing's a little bit higher, but guys, they're a new company. Like, you go to a mom and pop's, you know, store, their prices are more money than Walmart. You don't go, look at this guy. He's trying to screw me out of my money. No, they don't get as good pricing as Target and Walmart does. It's as simple as that. It's just how many, they're only doing so many cards. They only have so many people. They're just starting out. You got to think a little bit. You know, you help these guys out, you get more business. I guarantee you their prices are going to get lower. So instead of all three of them in tandem, Beckett, SGC, and PS, what am I talking about? Probably all five of them now going to raise their prices. They're a bunch of jerkos. They're not going to do that. You would think, you know, more competition, the prices would go down. This is the only industry, more competition, prices go up. It's like the airlines. But you would think that it does, that it would go up, that it would go down. Ugh, I can't even speak English. But that's all I wanted to say. I think we're just doing ourselves a disservice, and I think we should be promoting these guys a little bit more and trying to help them out instead of crapping on. Okay, we got it, Dave. All right. SVACardCollectors.com. Also, go to my Facebook group. Hit me up on Clubhouse as well. We got a booming talks at Clubhouse, and I really enjoy it. And guys, you know what to do. You do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later.